Hey, Father Matters Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you.
This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. I want to thank you for joining us today because I have a special, special guest. We are live on location at the Father Matters headquarters. I've been wanting to work on this series called Real Life, Real Talk. And this is basically the month of July. I'm going to be having a studio out on the road. I'm going to be interviewing staff from Father Matters and other individuals, of course. But this is special. Kicking this series off, Real Life, Real Talk, with Carlos Felix. Carlos is the male involvement specialist at Father Matters. But before we get to where Carlos is today, we're going to get into his journey. But I once again want to remind you about our Parenting Across Cultures workshop. It's a parenting class on Tuesday nights from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., beginning August 8th through October 18th. For more information and registration, log on to fathermatters.org, our Parenting Across Cultures parenting class. It's filling up fast. But my special guest here, Carlos Felix, is going to share a little bit about his journey. He's a single dad. He's the Father Matters male involvement specialist. And I wanted Carlos to share his testimony because we deal with so many people that are going through the situations that Carlos had went through. And now we're going to talk about his journey at the end. But first, we're going to hear about his journey. Carlos, welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Thank you, Vance. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Carlos, before we get into where you are today, share a little bit about your journey.
Well, in July of 2011, I had went to prison. And in March of 2012, I got out. I started fighting custody for my children, my two boys. And I was in a halfway house. I got in a little bit of trouble, so I got kicked out. I went to a junkyard. I was living at a junkyard, basically homeless. But in that period, I was still fighting for my kids. And I ended up getting full custody of my boys, thank God, that are still with me today. And let me see. I was blessed that they were going to... In a way that, because I didn't think I would ever be able to get my kids back with me.
I want to hear a little bit about how did you go about getting your boys full time, take your time, and what was that journey like? You said you was homeless. You went from homeless to having your boys. Let's backtrack a little bit and share that journey because there's a lot of fathers that are fighting for custody right now. How did you go from homeless to having your boys full time? Just unpack that. Take your time.
Well, to start with, the day I got out of prison in March of 2012, I had went to the CPS office, and I started fighting for custody that day, the same day I got out. And it takes time, yes, it does, you know, because CPS wants you to jump through hoops, do what you're told. You want you to go to parenting classes. They want you to go through all these things, and I did that, okay. I got my boys home within 10 months of me from the day I started to the day that they came home. Okay. I didn't think I was going to get them back because I was living at a junkyard. And the lady told me as long as they had someplace clean to lay, clean food and clean clothing, they didn't care. Okay. So after that, after I got my boys home with me, the owner of the junkyard decided he was going to sell his place. So he helped, or the city helped me buy my home, okay? I have a two-bedroom townhouse that's paid for, you know, thank God. What else? Now, I don't know how to explain it, but it's been a long, hard journey, but there's only one thing that keeps me strong through all of this, and that's the faith that I have in Jesus Christ, that I could just see the miracles fall, you know. And I couldn't find a job. I was on welfare, you know, at the time, receiving cash assistance, food stamps. I was on a jobs program that could not place me in a job, so they sent me to Father Matters. I've learned a lot here, okay? I volunteered for a while, like 9 months, I guess. And I've learned so much here that, you know what, it's just a blessing to me. And I love my job. I come to work every day. You know, the people that helped me through my journey are all right here.
And, you know, we appreciate that. I want to ask you a couple of questions about your son's mom. How did it get to the point where you said you was fighting against CPS? So while you were in prison, the children was in CPS custody.
Yes, they were.
Where was the mom, and where is she today? What was that journey all about?
Mom, I went to prison, and mom ended up, I believe, on drugs. So the kids ended up in a foster care. Okay, so, and I don't know where mom's at now today, you know. We haven't seen her in over 4 years now, you know. So to my kids, I am mom. You know, they tell their friends, my dad is my mom.
So here you are right now. You're the full-time mom. You're the full-time dad. Because as you know, Carlos, we get men, hundreds of people, and at least 60, 70 men come into our office every month, just trying to be good fathers to their child or children, and they are getting just everything thrown at them.
Yeah.
You know, everything from allegations to he did this 10 years ago. And we got guys, as you know, come in here to try to put themselves on child support.
Yes.
Just so they can be in the lives of their children. Then, of course, we fix that and by letting them know child support is separate from parenting time. So child support, you handle that with, you know, the Division of Child Support Services. But the parenting time, most likely you got to go through a family court. But when you got men saying, look, I haven't seen my kids in 3 years, 9 years, 4 years, 8 months, and the mothers keep moving, around, I'm calling the police, she's disrespecting the parenting plan, and the police just say, well, just make a report. But then we get guys that have come in and say, man, I was 15 minutes late dropping my daughter off one time, and when I got there, the police was there letting me know the next time I'm 3 minutes late, I'm going to be arrested. But then months later, when he's trying to find out why he can't see his kids on his parenting time, the police are just saying, make a police report. We see that. We hear that. And this is why I wanted people to hear you, because you out there are listening to a father who went from prison to homeless to living in a junkyard to being blessed through the city. And I wanted to hear a little bit more about that too, because I don't want to skip around. I know your story, so I know it's kind of hard for you to share with me the way you shared it original, like a year or so ago. But I want you, for the listeners out there, Carlos, unpack this. And because people need to hear that. People need hope. You know that. The phone ring, we get the emails, people walk in. Like you said, right now, your boys haven't seen your mom in 4 years. Unpack that journey a little bit, man. What were you feeling when you was going from homeless and fighting for your kids, and they was telling you, not right now, it's 10 months. Let's unpack this. See, again, I know it's hard for you. It's like, Vance, I didn't told you this story. But it's like you're telling it to our Father Matters listeners, because there are people out there who need this testimony.
Right. Because when I went to prison, like I said, mom lost the kids to drugs and to CPS, okay? I when I got out, there was just a lot of things. I thought the world was against me, you know? There's a lot of times that when I was going through the journey of getting my kids, that I didn't think I would, you know, because of the fact that I was homeless. Okay, I'm an ex-felon. Okay, just a lot of different things were trying to stack up against me, but with my faith that I have, nothing could stand before me, you know. So, let me see. Where do you want me to start? Mom has supposed to be able to see him twice a week, 2 hours a day. I mean, twice a week, 2 hours. Mom hasn't seen him because mom's too busy doing something else, you know. As far as me getting my home, that was another blessing, you know.
Take your time. Because there's some people who don't have hope. There's some people are not going to believe where you are. Like you said, it was nobody but God. So I know it's kind of hard. It don't make sense. But if it don't make sense, Carlos, it's because it is God. He has his own plan.
Right. You know. I mean, it's hard, like you say, man, to unpack it. But it's hard to unpack, you know, what you're trying to, what you've held in so long, you know. And I don't want to discourage nobody because, you know what, it's all possible. As long as you can, you do what you need to do, it'll come. It will. It'll take time, okay, because it's taken me a long time to realize that, hey, it's here. It's happening right now, you know. So, I mean, I just thank God for, like I said, that I have my kids, I have my home, I have a good job, I have good people around me, you know. I had to get rid of everybody that in my past. I had to get rid of everything in my past.
Now, you had to get rid of everything in your past, and you had to get rid of everybody in your past. And I definitely want you to unpack this, Carlos, because there's a lot of people who want to move forward, but they want to hang on to the homies that they had. People want to move forward, but they want to keep bringing these crazy women in and out of their lives. They want to move forward, but they don't want to let go of that alcoholism, that pornography, that gambling. They want to move forward, but they don't want to grow up. So unpack that a little bit. Share that. What do you mean you had to let go your friends, everything you did? What are you talking about? Why?
Vance, not too many people know this about me, okay? But I was a meth addict for 25 years, okay? The day I went to prison, July 1st of 2011, I decided, you know what? No more, okay? When I got out, from the day I went to prison till right now, okay, I have not touched another drug, okay? Been clean?
From 2011 to 2016, that's 5 years.
That's 5 years.
My man.
Okay. I had to get, for me to stay the way I am right now, okay, family, friends, old associates, even my old lady had to go, okay? To start new, you have to have new friends. You have to have positive people around you all the time, because for me, being a drug addict for 25 years, you don't think it is hard for me, okay? Yeah, I think about it, but I don't dwell on it, okay? And for me to be where I'm at today, there's no way that can happen again in my life.
You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and my guest today is Carlos Felix, the Father Matters Male Involvement Specialist, and he's sharing his testimony. Basically, he went from prison to fatherhood, and I appreciate Carlos for sharing this, what he's doing, because there's so many people who needed to hear this. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also, catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to Blog Talk. talkradio.com, or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. And we are live on location at the Father Matters headquarters, and Carlos is just sharing his testimony, sharing his hope. And I'm doing a series called Real Life, Real Talk, but I want to title this one From Prison to Fatherhood. Carlos, my man, finish sharing with us about the positive people getting rid of the old and stepping into the new. Then we're going to get into when you started getting involved with Father Matters.
Okay. Well, like I said, you do have, you have to, okay? I didn't want to let go of my family. I didn't want to let go of my old friends, okay? But if I didn't, I was going to fall into that same rut that had me by the throat back in 2011, okay? There's no way I would have had my home and my family, my boys, because they are my family. They're the only family that I have, okay? So everything else had to go. Like I said, even the old lady had to go. So, and yeah, I miss having a companion, okay? But I'd rather have my kids than somebody that's going to drag me down, you know? So, I mean, really, I don't know what else to say about that part of it.
You said more than enough, brother. You went from being involved with meth to prison to homelessness to fatherhood, and you came to Father Matters a little over a year ago.
Yes.
You volunteered with us for about 10 months, mm-hmm. and now you are our male involvement specialist. What was that like for you, that transition, and to transition from being not working to volunteer to now working with Father Matters, helping men and families and women, of course, but men who come through here, and you can see what they're going through because they've been through it.
You know, that's really awesome that a person like me with my type of background can go from being
broken,
a drug addict, whatever you would want to call it, okay, to finding something that I really do like doing, okay, and helping other people that were in my position a few months ago, okay, helping them try to dig themselves out of the hole, I guess you would call it, it's an awesome feeling. It really is.
It's called ministry, brother. And God will use the foolish of the world to shame the wise. You say someone like you, I say the same thing as myself. You know, I was a young father, 22 years old, out of wedlock, didn't marry my son's mom, 5, 6, 7 years in and out of the court system. Mm-hmm. You know, back in 2000, you know, I started the organization in 1997 in my friend's studio apartment with a pack of chocolate chip cookies, a pot of coffee, and 4 kitchen chairs. And back from 1997 to fast forward to 2016, we have a national syndicated radio show, a national tribune that goes out electronically. We're serving people all over the country. I authored 3 books. It's like, ooh, me? You know what I mean? It's like I'm Moses, man, the stuttering. I'm not college trained. And we're serving over 4,000 families a year, Carlos. And people want to know, why are you hiring some of the people that you're hiring? Because some of the people that we're hiring are some of the people that we serve. Now, see, we serve people that's been involved with meth. I never touch drugs. So when people come to Father Matters, I want them to talk to Carlos. I want the people to talk to the certain staff that we have who've been through and came out of what they're going through. Because people don't care how much we know until they know how much we care. And people want to know, if you've been through something, tell me how you got out of it. So all the Father Matters staff, all the Father Matters volunteers are broken people. You know this firsthand. Right. From me, the founder, all the way down to our newest volunteer. Because we serve people that are making $100,000 a year, and we're serving people that's making $5,000 a year. We got them all shapes and sizes and colors walking through these doors, and that's a blessing, man.
Yeah, it really is a blessing to me. You know, like I said, if I can show this dad that walks in the door, don't know what he needs, don't know which way to go. If I can show him, look, through my experiences, this is how I did it. I'm not saying that my experiences are going to work for you, but let's try it like this, and maybe it'll work for you, you know? And I get some phone calls back saying that, yeah, you know what? Thank you, you know? But I'm just showing them what I've been through so that they don't have to go through that same mud hole that I went through, you know?
Carlos, as you know, we got listeners all around the country and definitely right here based out of Phoenix, Arizona. How can people get in touch with Father Matters? How can people get in touch with you if they want to get more help, more assistance, or information?
You can call us at the office at 602-774-3298. You can email me at carlos@fathermatters.org. And our location is 3146 East Weir Avenue, Suite 26, Phoenix, Arizona, 85040.
And we are located inside of the Brooks Elementary School. This is our headquarters here. And right now there is somebody who has no hope. They're in the middle of being homeless. They just found out that they lost their children. What can you say to them, man, to after they just heard your testimony? What can they say?
I would just say hang in there. It's going to be okay. You know, everything happens for a reason, okay? We just don't understand the reason at the moment, but everything will happen for a reason, and everything will be okay. You just got to put God in front.
We posted on the Father Matters Facebook page this one saying where we said, at the end, everything will be okay. And if it's not okay, that means it's not yet the end. You never give up. You got to keep pressing on. And this is why Father Matters is here for the community. This is why Father Matters has staff such as Carlos. How the boys doing, man?
Oh, they're doing good. They're in a summer program here too, you know. So they come to work with me every day,
yes.
And they go home with me every day. So, you know, I love having my kids around me.
Yeah.
You know, and they're only like what, 10 feet away.
Yeah. And what I appreciate, Carlos, when you came here. As a volunteer, man, you was on the grind. You was always willing to help, always willing to give. And now you on staff, you know, and a lot of people say that they want to get jobs at certain places. I tell you, one of the best, what would you say? One of the best ways to get a job somewhere. What did you do?
Volunteer, you know. I mean, yeah, you think, well, why am I going to go volunteer my time? It's working for free. But you never know what's going to happen, you know. All you got to do when you're volunteering is just work your hardest, try your best, and they'll see it. They will see it, you know. And maybe they will give you a job, you know.
Give me one testimony from someone that you served, a success story. I mean, you're on the phone constantly. You're, every time I walk by your office, you're helping somebody either physically or on the phone or by email. Give me a success story.
I had this one young man call me the other day. I helped him out a couple months ago, and when he first called, he was crying about child support and different issues in his life, and I was telling him about me, okay, and I was telling him which way to go, what to do, go talk to CPS, go physically to the office, and he did, and he called me back maybe 2 days ago, and he said, you know what, I'm finally getting to see my kids. He said, I get 2 hours twice a week, you know, they're at the office. You know, I said, you know what, that's a start, okay? Now, I told him, do not miss your appointments. Keep the appointment, and it'll get better from there. It'll get greater later, I told him, you know.
Carlos, I know you're busy, man. I had to pull you out of your office. You got people with appointments coming in right now, man, but I just want to appreciate you sharing with this, because a lot of people think, you know, we're some big fancy organizations, man. We from our volunteers to staff, we're all broken people serving broken people, man. And the word says, when I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. When I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. Mm-hmm. You clothed me. And then when the guy was like, but Jesus, I never even met you. But see, when you help my people, when you help someone that's homeless, that's hurting, that's in need, you're helping him, meaning Jesus. And that's what Father Matters is all about, man. This is ministry, bro. And we're serving, what, like we said, man, over 4,000 people a year, man. And it's just, I just want to thank you, the listeners out there. And if you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donation. So please consider giving a seed to Father Matters. You can log on to fathermatters.org to give a seed so we can continue on doing what we're doing. Carlos, again, brother, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. I'm going to remind you one more time for our Parenting Across Cultures Tuesday night parenting class. Log on to fathermatters.org for more information. Before I turn it over to Carlos, Carlos is right here. Turn it back over to Jeremy back at the studio who's helping us with this. Jeremy, thank you, my man. I want to thank you for tuning into the Father Matters show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Again, thank you to my engineer, Jeremy. While I'm out here in the hot sun running around, he's in the cool studio making sure this thing gets all pulled together. So on that note, I want to see you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.